You're listening to Let Go and Let God with your host, Art Soriano.
Let go and let God always let him lead. Whatever faces us, he is all we need. Let go and let God show us the right road. Unburden our load, let go and let God.
Hi, this is Art Soriano, and welcome to this episode of Let Go and Let God. Well, I hope we all had a good week, and most importantly, that we found the time to pray to Jesus. Each week, I sought to show off with a brief word about prayer, because to me, there is nothing more important than prayer. Prayer builds a relationship with Jesus, which is why we need to pray at least once every day. And it's through prayer that we can let go and let God, which is when we give the Lord all of our problems and we let Him handle them. We've got a great show for today, starting with today's topic, faith without proof. Also, I'll be talking to Andy Keener, the Chief Partnerships Officer at Wycliffe Bible Translators, and I will be playing some of my music, and of course, we'll be talking more about prayer. So if you're struggling with your faith, have doubts, or lack faith, please keep listening because together we'll get you to a better place. On our last show, our topic was why family is essential and how because it's part of God's plan, we're obligated to love and respect our families and to accept them for who they are. On today's show, our topic is faith without proof. Probably the hardest thing for any of us is to accept our faith without question, to believe in God, Jesus' only Son, and the Holy Spirit. We're committed to follow the laws and commands of our God, and we do all of these things and more because we believe in the afterlife, the place we desire to seek, known as heaven. Yet, when we look at things from a practical point of view, what we have is faith without proof. We have no proof that most of what we accept and believe is true, but we do, and that, of course, is our faith. But what about those moments when our faith isn't so strong? We're having doubts and wonder about what we believe in. We all have times when our faith is solid, and we have times when we allow our questions to lead us to doubts, and soon we find the devil tempting us, working hard to pull us away from the Lord. Faith without proof is a hard concept for anyone to accept. But did you know that it is all part of God's plan? The reason is because we have choice, and that choice is to believe in the Lord and accept a Christian way of life or not. Faith without proof is our way of letting the Lord know we do accept all that we believe without the concrete evidence to support it, and that's important. In the Bible it says, Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1, "Now faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen." This Bible verse supports what I just said, that we are not supposed to have proof and evidence, but rather believe and accept our Lord and Christian beliefs because we believe in Him and all that we are taught. Think of when Jesus walked the earth. Most of His miracles were done without any fanfare, often meant to be kept quiet with only a few as witnesses. If the miracles were witnessed by thousands, then we would not have faith, we would have conviction, and anyone could easily follow that. But God has chosen the few, not the many, meaning only those who will accept and believe in Him along with the teachings of Jesus. In essence, faith without proof truly is our faith because we believe with our hearts and our minds and have no need for physical evidence. Understanding faith without proof is another part of living life as a Christian. Our topic today is faith without proof. And that's what makes keeping our faith challenging at times. As humans, it's our nature to question things, to seek answers, and when it comes to science, how often do we hear, "Show me the proof"? Our court system is based on evidence and proof for trials to take place. And we even have it in math, when often the instructor says, Show me how you arrived at that answer. In essence, the proof. Yet our faith, probably the most important part of our lives, we don't have proof, and we are asked by our Lord to accept it just the way it is, to believe in what we cannot see, to acknowledge the teachings of Jesus, and to abide by a Christian way of life for the sole purpose of making it to heaven, a place that once again we have no proof exists. But faith without proof is our faith, because as I said before, it's our choice that we make to accept all that we do believe in without the evidence or conviction. The first song I'm going to play today has a powerful message, and it ties into today's theme of faith without proof. The song is called "I Put My Life in Your Hands." When I wrote this song, I thought of how my life was different before I found Jesus, and then when he was in my life and I began to trust him and let him lead, I soon found my life was so much better. I just had to remember not to drift away, to take my problems back, or to let any doubts get in the way. Please listen now to my song, "I Put My Life in Your Hands."
There are times when I give in to fear, and moments when I have doubt. There are days when I feel so confused, worried how things will work out. But then I think of you, O Lord, and suddenly I worry no more. You take care of me, you are always there. I put my life in your hands. You take me, and you heal my prayers. I put my life in your hands.
Art will be right back.
You're listening to Let Go and Let God with your host, Art Suriano. If you would like to learn more about Art, email him your questions, or listen to the music you are hearing on these shows, just log on to letgoandletgod.net or find him on Facebook, YouTube, Spotify, iHeart, or Apple. You can also listen to the podcast version of all the shows wherever you get your podcasts, or log on to letgoandletgod.net.
Now I'd like to introduce Andy Keener, the Chief Partnerships Officer at Wycliffe Bible Translators, an international organization that has translated the Bible into over 700 languages worldwide. Hi, Andy. Welcome to Let Go and Let God. How are you today?
I'm doing great, Art. Thanks for having me.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you on the show. Andy, let's start with you telling us about Wycliffe Bible Translators and the work that you do.
Well, for more than 80 years, Wycliffe has focused on facilitating Bible translation projects so that most remote people in sort of the smallest language groups in the world can have God's word in their own language so that they can enjoy the benefits that many of the larger languages have had for decades, but now that can be in their own communities. And Wycliffe's all about making sure that every person on the earth has access to God's word in a language that they can understand well.
That's powerful. Well, Andy, you yourself have an impressive background. Tell us about Andy Keener and what led you to join Wycliffe.
When I was 16 years old, I went on a summer mission trip with an organization called Teen Missions to Papua New Guinea. And while we were there, we got to work with a Wycliffe missionary. And as I was watching her and the things she did, it was kind of like the Holy Spirit just tapped me on the shoulder and said, "That's what I made you to do." It's been quite a journey ever since.
Yes, indeed. Well, Andy, I'm sure you have many, but is there a particular success story you'd like to share that you're especially proud of?
There are actually two that I'll share very quickly. One had to do with the project we facilitated in Panama. And I watched the life of this young girl who was age 12 when we got there in a non-Christian home. And as the word of God began to impact her father, I watched how she moved from a rather hopeless kid to one full of hope, later coming to Christ, and today turning down jobs in the city to go back to the jungle.
Wow.
It's that secondary impact that I think is so cool. And secondly, I love to watch a church leader in a far-flung place around the world gain the confidence that we can do Bible translation. I don't have to wait for someone else to feed my people. I have gained the skills. And today we're so leaning into building up the local church and enabling them, giving them the tools to do really quality Bible translations so that they can meet the scripture needs of their own people. Both of those two are just amazing moments that I've gotten to experience.
And both were wonderful stories. Thank you for sharing them. Well, Andy, how can we learn more about Wycliffe Bible Translators?
Well, there's a couple ways they can do that. Both of them are a little dependent on spelling the name right. Mm-hmm. So Wycliffe is W-Y-C-L-I-F-F-E, and that's an 800 number, 1-800-WYCLIFFE. Or you can go to our website, wycliffe.org. On the website, you can dig into all sorts of things, learn more about what God's doing around the world and how you might be able to engage.
I will spell that website once again, W-Y-C-L-I-F-F-E.org. Once again, you've been listening to Andy Keener, the Chief Partnerships Officer at Wycliffe Bible Translators. And I want to thank you, Andy, for taking the time to talk with us today on Let Go and Let God.
Thanks, Art.
Today, our topic is faith without proof. As I said earlier, one of the challenges we all face from time to time is questioning our faith because we don't have proof. When we feel that perhaps the Lord isn't hearing our prayers, when we are faced with a big financial or relationship problem, a health issue, and the list goes on, that's when our faith weakens. Those situations make us question our faith because without any proof, we allow the worries to turn into doubts, and from doubts into fear, and from fear into questioning everything. When this happens, there is only one thing we can and must do: pray. Pray to Jesus and share with him how we are feeling and why. The Lord expects us to have doubts, and he's there to help when we do. Praying does not mean we are going to get concrete proof. but the Lord will guide us and bring us back to where we need to be through the words and actions of others, as well as events orchestrated by Him that take place in our lives. That financial problem, relationship problem, health issue, or whatever is part of everyday life, and the Lord is there waiting for us to seek Him out through prayer for strength, guidance, and most importantly, help. Don't let doubt be the reason to lose our faith. Prayer is how we keep our faith strong, and faith without proof only survives through prayer, and lots of it. Pray to Jesus and let Him know how much we love Him. Then thank Him for all we have and let Him know how grateful we are. Then pray for others and their needs before praying for our own. Then when we pray for our needs, be mindful of the Lord and share with Jesus whatever is troubling us and how He can help. As soon as we begin praying, we automatically feel better, and that too helps remove the doubts. So as we go through our week, pray to Jesus at least once a day and share with Him whatever is on our minds. Give it time, pray often, and soon faith without proof will no longer be a concern. Understanding how to use prayer is another step in living life as a Christian. The next song I'm going to play ties into today's theme of faith without proof, because one of the things we must all do is trust Jesus. Please listen out to my song, I Trust in You.
I used to worry, be in a hurry, I would force my way. I'd be so stressed, could never rest, uneasy every day. I'd be mad at the rain, avoid the sun, ignore my surroundings, not have fun. I would push so hard and not let go, but soon I found out what I didn't know. Life goes on, but only by your hand. You're the man with the plan who sees and understands. I go with the flow and let you get me through. You're the man with the plan. You know I trust in you. I used to move fast, raced through my tasks, never taking time for me. I'd be complacent and so impatient, but too blind to see. Against his path, felt so uptight, pushing my agenda at all cost. But then I saw the light when I thought I was lost. Life goes on, but only by your hand. You're the man with the plan who sees and understands. I go with the flow and let you get me through. You're the man with the plan. You know I trust.
Art will be right back.
You're listening to Let Go and Let God with your host, Art Suriano. If you would like to learn more about Art, email him your questions, or listen to the music you are hearing on these shows, just log on to letgoandletgod.net or find him on Facebook, YouTube, Spotify, iHeart, or Apple. You can also listen to the podcast version of all the shows wherever you get your podcasts, or log on to letgoandletgod.net.
Recapping today's topic, faith without proof, is all part of God's plan. Faith is believing in what we don't see, what we don't hear, and what we do not have any evidence or proof of. Faith is a choice, one that each of us as Christians has to make. We either believe in the Lord and all the teachings of Jesus, or we don't. If we do, we are on the path to heaven, and we are abiding by faith without proof. The Lord does not want skeptics. It's easy to have believers when the proof is right in front of them, but when it comes to our Christianity, believing and accepting that Jesus walked the earth some 2,000 years ago, died on the cross, and rose from the dead is a belief, but one that we will never have any proof of until the day we die. Faith without proof is our faith, because it is how we show the Lord we believe, we accept, and understand what it means to be a Christian. And that is all he asks us for. And finally, the last song I'm going to play today tells us that all we need to do is let the Lord lead. In essence, walk with the Lord. Please listen out to my song, I Walk with the Lord.
Let can be so. Come on.
He hears.
Art will be right back.
You're listening to Let Go and Let God with your host, Art Suriano. If you would like to learn more about Art, email him your questions, or listen to the music you are hearing on these shows, just log on to letgoandletgod.net or find him on Facebook, YouTube, Spotify, iHeart, or Apple. You can also listen to the podcast version of all the shows wherever you get your podcasts, or log on to letgoandletgod.net.
Each week, we conclude with a special message or story from God's Corner. This is titled, A Sign from God. Have you ever asked God to send you a sign? Maybe it was for something you were praying about, a choice that weighed on your heart, or a door you hoped He would open. But God often speaks through the gentle words and quiet actions of others. So don't just look for a sign, listen for one. Pay close attention. For many have received God's answers but never realized it because they weren't truly listening. Well, that's all the time we have today on Let Go and Let God. I would like to thank my guest, Andy Keener. And if you would like to learn more about me, email me or listen to the music you were hearing on these shows, log on to letgoandletgod.net. We're pleased to have been chosen by FeedSpot.com as one of their top 20 contemporary Christian music podcasts. Please remember to like our podcast, write a review, or share the show with a friend. Have a blessed week, and I look forward to seeing you next time on Let Go and Let God.
Let go and let God.